I was out there on 10 meters, and we were talking to a guy, I think, in Washington State. And the guy in Washington State was relaying my messages back to Steve in Long Island.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, but yeah, that's exactly how it works. I've heard, you know, there is something on the internet that you can actually hear ham radio, and you can tune it in to receive it. You'll hear that. You'll hear people that will be basically relaying to other people, and the people they're relaying to are no more than maybe, you know, 40 or 50 miles away from them, and the people that's relaying to them is like, you know, 1,000 or 2,000 miles away, so it's pretty common, but it's funny.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, Carlos, good hearing you out there. I'm at my destination, so 73 to you and your roommate, and don't be a stranger. 82, VOR Mobile will be clear on yours, Carlos.
All right, Rocky, you have a good rest of the day, and stay in good health. I heard you a couple days ago, and I know that everything's cool, so stay in good health, buddy. 73 to you, you have a good one.
73, KD2, VOR, clear frequency.
Into OEO, mobile, listening.
KC2ZMA. This is N2OEA.
KC2ZMA.
Oh, you're perfect here.
Yeah, this repeater is unbelievable here. This is a great repeater.
Oh, it's also a lot closer to you than the one on top of Kirk and Pines.
Oh, sure. At times, I can hit this repeater even at home in Oregon with half a watt. If I get it like a sweet spot, even with a half a watt would be excellent from Oregon here. But yeah, probably even closer here because the Big Six repeater is with Alpine, of course, the Captain Z, so not too far at all from that.
I believe it's located at the County Emergency Operations Center, which I think is next to where the Boy Scout camp used to be, or was part of the Boy Scout camp. Not sure. You'd have to ask Gordon on that one.
Yeah, I think he said, I'm not sure if he said it was on the top of a tower, water tower or so. But yeah, this is one of the best ones from my area, even from work, even from home there. The 79 repeater up here gets, it gets kind of noisy, but at times when I'm driving, I can actually, hit it, and sometimes it'll cut out, so. I should talk a lot on 79 with Bennett, KO2, okay? And he would tell me at times where it actually would cut out here and there. I'm not sure if I heard. I haven't heard from him for a while on 79 because I was experimenting with the antennas here. A couple more minutes. I'm actually on 303 there, Noel. Almost at work.
Let's see. I've made my checks for the Fairlawn Radio Club. $65 for 3 years. I gave Jim Joyce my check for Barra. I still got to cough up a check for Chestnut Ridge and the Bergen County FM Association. The problem is my living room is completely discombobulated. I have no idea where my envelopes are, my pens, my stamps. things are totally messed up. I'm living in the living room on a cot right now, and the bedroom that I'm going to be in is occupied by the living room wall units who are sitting there upside down getting their feet glued on. The contractor just finished the living room yesterday as far as the wood floor, but as you come in the front door, the previous wood floor that was there got damaged because people would crack in water and mud and stuff. So what I'm doing is, in that location, I'm putting vinyl tile. They're 1 foot by 2 foot. They look like slate. They're waterproof. They interlock like laminate floors. And the same colors that I got in the kitchen.
Nice. You got a lot of projects there, Noel. A lot of stuff there. So look what all the stuff there, you have to do there, the house there. I actually have those things that sit on the side of the desk also there, Noel. The Bergen County FM Association there, I got the money for that, I got a check for that. I'm a part of Fairlawn, and I even support the Chestnut Ridge, the repeater there. So even though sometimes, most times I use this repeater or the 79 repeater. I support those as well, so that's what I gotta do when the new year comes up, fill everything out. So that's what I did last year. I filled everything out, sent the checks in and stuff. I even do a donation, first time I did a donation, a Spectrum donation to the ARRL. I did that this year. Gave some money for defensive spectrum to protect our frequencies at the ARRL. And the QST, too. I got the QST that I get. That's like $40 or something like that a year. So I did a couple of those things. I got to finish up the rest coming up there. Very good, Noel. I'm actually in front of my building here. So, yeah, the signal should be good on this one. Hopefully it was good all the way over here. But it's typical picket fencing on the, I guess, on the mag mount when it gets, I guess it, when the wind hits the antenna, I guess it makes it noisier here and there, I guess. I'm not sure. I never really heard myself talking. It's nice to hear yourself when you talk, when you're actually transmitting, actually. Very good, Noel. Maybe I get you tomorrow, so. Yeah, it was, Wednesday, Friday? I already lost the track of time what day it is because of the Christmas and stuff. But actually, I'm working. I think I'm working Saturday, yeah. Tomorrow's Saturday. I'm working Saturday. 73 is Noel. I'll give it over to you. N2OEL, KC2ZMA.
Okay, actually, you're dead full quiet in all the since you came to this repeater. And it's not that the antenna moves, it's that the car is moving. Because if you're in one spot, even in a strong wind, with a quarter wave antenna, your signal doesn't change. What happens is there's interference patterns and standing waves, and as you're cutting through it, that's when your signal strength goes up and down. And where on the other end, people can hear it, and you can hear it sometimes also. I'll let you get inside. I'm still waiting for breakfast. KC to ZMA and 2OEL. I'm going to queue us flight back to 7-9.
Very good, Noel. Very good. 73 is Noel. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you there soon. But, yeah, thanks for giving me that the testing and all that stuff on the mag mount there. Thank you. Appreciate that. 73 is Noel. KC to ZMA will be clear at 955.
W2BOB. How are you? Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, thank you very much. Let me turn down the receiver there. Yes, and I hope you did too. And it's been very interesting up here, but very nice. Had a white Christmas here. And back to you, W2BOB, KC2ZUM.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I know you. I don't think we had much time yesterday on 20 to discuss that, but with that group, my goodness, 22 stations. That's a world record for that net. Okay, very good. Let's see. We've got 37 degrees here this morning, bright sunshine. So. And those public works trash receptacle trucks were coming through. And boy, the sound of filling them up, everybody had their leftover boxes and things out on the curb, so it was quite noisy this morning. Alrighty, well, we're almost ready for the CBS Retirees Net, and we've got you on the list, so let's see who else might be with us this morning. We're looking for check-ins for the CBS Net. W2BOB standing by.
WA2ZNT, good morning, Bob and Alan.
Okay, good morning, Joe. WA2ZNT recognized. Anyone else?
Good morning, everybody. AC2T.
Okay, good morning, Paul. AC2T. Any other check-ins?
WB2OXU.
Good morning, Bill. WB2OXU. Any others?
WI2LYP. WI2LYP.
WI2LYP recognized. Any other check-in?
AIR.
Okay, you got clipped again there, Greg. AIR. Very good. Good morning to you. Any other check-ins, please?
W2TTG.
Connected. W2TTT. N2NBR.
2TTT recognized. Any others?
N2NBR.
Good morning, John. N2NBR recognized. It's getting to be a good group this morning. Okay, one more try. Any other check-ins for the CBS retirees that we're standing by?
Did you check in WB2OSU?
I did, thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry then. Maybe there's others.
Okay, well, here's who we have so far. This is W2BOV, Net Control for the CBS Retirees Net. We have KC2ZUM, WA2ZNT, AC2T, WB2OXU, WI2LYP, K2AIR, W2TTT, and N2NBR. Any other check-ins for the net? Come now, please.
W2TTT disconnected.
Okay, let's get on the way, and we hope everyone had a very enjoyable Christmas, and that Santa Claus was good to you, and of course, it was a wonderful festive time, that's for sure. We had a very nice Christmas here, did a lot of TV watching over the holiday, and which I don't normally do, but there was so many really good things on, including three different films, versions of The Christmas Carol. One of which was a British production that was filmed in 1935, and it was quite good, black and white, of course, and there was a more modern one that featured Gene Lockhart. And then my favorite of all was the version in 1951, I believe, with Alastair Sim playing Scrooge. And I've got that on a DVD as well. But this was the colorized version on Fox Movies. And, it was done very well, very nicely done. And, of course, The Christmas Story. The epic of Little Ralphie and his Daisy Red Rider BB gun. It'll shoot your eye out, kid. Boy, how many times they go through that in the movie at different points. But, of course, it was written, and the idea came up from Gene Shepherd, whom a lot of us used to listen to on WOR radio, and who, of course, was K2ORS. That was his amateur radio call. What I noticed for the first time in the many, many times that I've watched that film, early in the film, there's a scene where the family is sitting around having breakfast at the breakfast table, and the radio is on in the background. By the way, they even had the original soundtrack of Pierre André introducing Little Orphan Annie serial, which took place on a nightly basis, apparently. I don't remember exactly when. But at any rate, there's music playing on the radio in the background, and it's all instrumental music, and something caught my ear that I couldn't believe. Interspersed with the melody of the song was a CW ID, and it was CQDEK2ORS. So he got his ham radio call sign at the movie. And Shep himself was actually featured on the screen with all the kids waiting in the department store to sit on Santa Claus's lap. And he was one of the parents who told little Ralphie, "Hey, kid, the line starts back there, not up where you are." So there you go. Anyway, I thought I'd mention that. I was very impressed by the fact that it was done so well. It was in the and it was in the proper meter, so it blended in with the music, but it was definitely CW. So there you are. KC2ZUM, to get it, for the CBS Retirees Net, W2BOV.
K2BIE.
Hey, good morning, George. You're on the bottom of the list at this point, so go ahead, Alan.
W2BOB, KC2ZUM, and good morning to the group, large group there. Just make sure that, okay, modulating there. And hope everybody had a Merry Christmas as we did here. And as I mentioned earlier, it was a nice white Christmas. Winter just started, and we've had close to 20 inches of snow already complete. But it's one weekend. We had about 14 inches that came up here. So I'm wondering what it's going to be rest of the winter there. And for the first transmission, I'll make this one very short. Just want to say that had a 40-meter contact yesterday locally, which is very interesting. A neighbor of mine who's maybe about 4 miles from me. And it was just really interesting, though, to say, okay, 40 meters is working. So we talked for about an hour, and that was very interesting there. And so it renewed the faith in HF there, Paul. Okay. Not too many long-distance contacts since then. Let me drop. I'm so used to the grant you on 40 meters the other day, and I just wasn't, you know, it was the longest conversation that I've had on HF, and I was so used to the repeaters, and I kept saying, let me drop, and the guys were teasing me, and I said, no, you don't have to do that here, you know, we can rag you all we want, and I was so used to hearing the repeater drop and everything, and waiting for everything, so I just, it took some getting used to, so, it was interesting, and I enjoyed that. Back over to you, Bob, W2BOB. Oh, and by the way, good to hear you in there, Howie, and George. Haven't heard you gentlemen in there in a while. Back over to you, Bob, W2BOB, KC2ZUM. I hope I didn't time it out.
Did Howie check in?
I thought I heard K2AAR, unless it was Greg, but I heard an AAR in there somewhere.
Well, Greg checked in, N2AIR is correct.
Okay, yeah, you got your call signs mixed up. Howie's is K2EIR, not AIR. Okay. Moving right along, let's go to Joe, WA2ZNT, W2BOB, and we hope you had a great Christmas, Josephine. Go ahead.
W2BOB and the CBS Net, WA2ZNT. Very good. Thank you, Bob. Yes, we did have a very nice Christmas, and we're with the family Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So I spent yesterday just resting up and taking it easy. It was very, very nice. Good food and good company, and all the families were there, and their spouses and grown-up children. So Oh, what should I say? Not worried about presents, mostly gift card for the ShopRite, and which we appreciate very much, and a few other things to a place, one gift card to a Friendly's, because the other grandmother likes to go there, and she just lost her husband recently, so we are going to do that in the near future. So, but I'm glad all of you so far had a good Christmas, and Alan, nice white Christmas. We didn't have, we had some snow flurries, and then it stopped Christmas Eve around, I don't know, 6 to 7 o'clock, and, Paramus nearby had almost a blizzard for a short while, and then it all cleared up. Very interesting weather, and it's all right if we don't get much snow. W2BOV, WA2ZNT.
Okay, very good. That's fine. This was there, Josephine, and glad you enjoyed it. Yeah, you do need to rest up if you're too active over the holidays. Okay, Paul is next. AC2T, do you get it? W2BOV.
W2BOV in the group, AC2T. Good morning, everybody. Bob, Josephine, Alan, Bill, OSQ, Bill, Willie P, Greg, John, and of course George. So hope everybody, and of course Gordon. No, Gordon was in there. So I hope everybody had a good Christmas. I did. I enjoyed it thoroughly. But I am tired, so I'm resting up today for the VE session tomorrow. But it was great. We did have a white Christmas. It's Tuesday. It snowed Tuesday night. And out there, and we had about, oh, a half an inch of snow, so... in the morning, the snow was still there, and that was Christmas Day. And, well, the kids, everything that had wrapping on it, they had to tear apart. So that was a lot of fun. And I enjoyed that thoroughly. With that, back to Nat. This is a C2T.
Okay, very good, Paul. I'm glad you had a wonderful time. And, by the way, did that fire in Yonkers affect you in any way?
Oh, not at all. I'm far away. I was far more, my building is far away from that. I'm on the east side of the racetrack, and that's on the west side, almost by the river.
Okay, well, I'm glad about that, but it seemed to be quite a conflagration, that's for sure, from what they showed on TV. Alrighty, let's go now to Bill number one, WB2OIQ to get it, and we hope you had a great Christmas, Bill. Go ahead and pick it up.
W2POB and the group, WB2OXU. Good morning, Bob, and everyone else on the net. Yeah, we did have a very good Christmas. Can't complain. Hope everyone had the same. And yeah, the snow is all melted. So... it's a good thing we can see the green grass again. So yeah, we'll keep it short this time around. We got a big group today. W2BOB in the group. WB2OXU.
All righty. Very good. And continuing right along, let's go to bill number two now. WY2LYT, Wellington. And we hope that you had a great Christmas as well. Over to you.
W2BOB in the group, WI2OYP. Yes, it certainly was a great Christmas. We, you know, lots of cooking, eating, cleaning. one of the highlights was a, for the first time, we did a video phone call with the grandkids in Virginia, and both everyone on our end as well as the grandkids had a good time with that. It was a lot of fun, them holding up their new possessions, showing us what they got. One of the gifts that I got from my youngest daughter was a beautiful etched mirror in a frame with my call sign on it. It says on the air. It was a big surprise. I wasn't even aware that anybody was was paying attention, other than my wife telling me that I spend too much time with my ham stuff. But I've been making good strides in the HF department. I moved my vertical antenna that was tied with rope to the end of my deck. I moved it to a steel storage shed out in the backyard and mounted it with metal brackets. Apparently it's getting that ground plane effect. I had contacts in Estonia. I had like a 20-minute QSO with a guy in Luxembourg, as well as all over the U.S. and Canada. I was getting Tokyo and Brisbane loud and clear, but couldn't make contact with them. But in any case, we're improving and we're moving along. So with that, I'll throw it back to you, Bob, W2BOB, WI2LAP.
Very good, WI2LYT, W2BOB. And what band were you on with those contacts, Bill?
Actually, Bob, I was all over the place. The Luxembourg contact was on 17 meters. The antenna, it's the antenna I got from Greg, N2 AIR, and it's supposed to be 10, 15, and 20 meters. But with the auto tuner, I can tune it all the way up to 80 meters, and I've been on that one too, 80 meter, a couple of nets around the Midwest. So, but the Luxembourg and Estonia contacts were on 17 meters.
Oh, that's terrific. I always found as well that 17, if 20 was too crowded, that 17 gave you a lot of opportunities that were not available on 20 as far as making nice DX contacts. So, and I do remember my first 17-meter contact I made out of my vehicle using a ham stick with a mag mount on the trunk, sitting in my driveway, and it was to Verona, Italy. And I got an excellent signal report, the 5.9 plus 10, which is 100 watts, and it worked fine. That's the fun of amateur radio. Okay, let's get over to Greg, who you got that vertical from. N2AIR, that's W2BOV, and we hope you had a great Christmas, Greg. And I know at around Thanksgiving we were discussing regional dishes of food, and my wife traditionally, even though she's Irish, made her annual sauerbraten dinner, and I enjoyed it, and I had leftovers last night. I always say to her, you know, it tastes better the second time around than the first time, but then again, you know, I have to slice the meat and everything, so that's probably why. But it was delicious, and we still have a wet left, so. Over to you, N2AIR, W2BOV.
Bob, and good morning to everybody in the group. Sounds like everybody had a great Christmas. I did as well, and definitely had a white Christmas. Did a lot of driving. Went to my kid's house in the Alleghenies, in the middle of the Alleghenies in Pennsylvania. Drove in and out of snowstorms the entire trip, there and back. But had a great time. Let me drop it just for a second. I did bring some ham radio gear, but it was kind of a quick visit, so I really didn't get to operate at all. But for the first time, I have some CBS-related stuff to relay to all of you. On Christmas Eve, happened to be sitting in the driveway, which is on top of a hill in Patton, Pennsylvania, and we were on our way to church, turned on the radio. I had it tuned to 88, News Radio 88, and CBS Radio came in clear as a bell. It was like it was a local station, which made me wonder what is the actual range of CBS Radio, because air miles, I'm figuring about 250 miles to where I was in Pennsylvania, but CBS Radio was banging in there. This is N2AIR.
Okay, very good. That's very nice. Thank you for the signal report on News Radio 88, my old alma mater. My wife and I went on a cruise when I was working at WCBS Radio on vacation, you know, and it was to Nassau in the Bahamas. And we were sitting in the on the ship in the harbor, and I had my portable radio, and I was tuning around to see what I could hear, and I got News Radio 88 loud and clear. It gets down into the Caribbean. And the main reason for that is that the transmitter is completely surrounded by water. It's just off City Island on an island known as High Island. And from up there, you get a good perspective not only of City Island, but also of Pelham Park. So that's where it is. And with all that salt water around it, the ground radios actually go into the salt water, and that's why they have a big signal up and down the coast. So, and WOR used to be the same way. I don't know if they still are, but they always had a big signal into Florida. Okay, continuing right along, let's go to Gordon. W2TTT, this is W2BOV with CBS. Sorry. W2TTT, are you with us, Gordon? We heard you sign in. I guess not, but we'll try them again later. N2NBR is next. John, over to you. We hope your Christmas is great as well. Go ahead.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Just turned down a few monitors here. Yes, good morning, everybody. Yes, I had a good Christmas. Good morning to you, Bob, and Alan, Josephine, Paul, Bill Squared, Greg, Gordon, and George. The temperature here is 31 degrees, 61% humidity. Barometric pressure is, hold on a second, I hit the cough switch here. Okay, let's hope that's better. Okay, yeah, 30.12 and steady. And wind is from the west at 3 miles an hour. So we also had a white Christmas here, just a little bit, just enough to create a little trouble and be enjoyable at the same time. And Alan, I know you had more than that. But anyway, I'm sorry I couldn't get to the 20-meter net, but I'm now working on a new antenna for a vertical. I'm trying to figure out what to do about using a vertical on the roof, and I'm looking for suggestions as to which one works the best. Over to you, Bob. W2BOV in the group, N2NBR.
Okay, very good. N2NBR, W2BOV in the group, and that's a can of worms you opened as far as verticals are concerned. I presume you want a multi-band vertical, right?
Yes, Bob. I know 160 meters is practically a radio station in size because it is in fact right near the radio band. So it definitely it's got to be about 40 feet high or so. But I don't think I can go that high. I don't know what the local regulations are here, but it's somewhere around, I don't know, 20 or 30 feet above your roof. That's about it. So that's basically my situation there, Bob.
Yeah, I don't think you'd want to put a 40-foot high vertical on your roof. All it takes is one good windstorm and down it comes. They're mainly for ground-type installation now with radio. Okay, let's go to George, and welcome back, George. K2VIE, W2BOV with the CBS Retirees Net, and we hope you and Joyce and the family had a wonderful Christmas. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Bob, and we wish you the very same back to you. This is George in the caboose, K2BIE. We had a superb Christmas, thank you very much. Oh, it was a driving Christmas when we logged about 500 miles, you know, all told, seeing relatives. But we saw everybody. And we had a nice Christmas up in Massachusetts, thanks to my sister-in-law. I'm going to keep it short because I changed my battery. And if this has improved matters any, I'm going to put it right on the order list today, because the other one must have reached end of life. And I think it reported to me that little anomaly that was sitting in the spot. And I hope everybody got everything they wanted from me. Thank you. WCBLB in the group, K2BIE.
Okay, George. Well, you still have a lot of noise on your signal, and I don't think it's the battery so much, but it was intermittent noise, so whether you were moving around at the time or whatever, but it was quite loud, almost as loud as your voice, so there's still not the sweet spot, apparently. Okay, well, we've gone through the list the first time, so at this point, we'll take a standby for any other check-ins for the net. This is W2BOB in the CBS Retirees Net, and we're standing by.
KD2BRM Mobile.
Okay, we have KB2, and is it Victor, Radio Mike? Give me your suffix again, please.
Yeah, it's Bob, Ernie. Kilo Delta 2, Bravo, Radio Mike.
Hey, very good, Ernie. Welcome aboard, and we hope you had a great Christmas, and why don't you tell us about it, being that you're on the list now, and we'll start the second go-around right after your transmission. So, over to you.
Yeah, okay, W2BOB, KD2BRM in the group. Good morning, everyone. Christmas was very good. Spent Christmas Eve over at my dad's place, my mom and dad. My father's also a ham, WB2SME. So we did a little HFing in the afternoon for a short period of time. And then Christmas Day, we went over to Homedale, New Jersey, and spent Christmas Day with the wife's side of the family, which is very nice. The traffic never is nice, but the actual occasion was really good. And that was about it. The little ones really had a good time. My one daughter's four, or going to be four, and the other one was just born on Halloween, so she really didn't have any clue what was going on yet. But everything was good, and hope yours was good as well. W2BOB, KD2BRM Mobile in the group.
Hey, very good, Ernie, and glad you had a good Christmas. And, yeah, it's always great to get together with family, that's for sure. All righty, one more try. Any other check-ins for this net? W2BOV standing by. Okay, well, nothing heard, so we'll go into the second go-round here. And I'm going to make this a 73-round, being that it's already 31 minutes past the hour. We have 10 stations with us, so that'll give everybody an opportunity to add a little bit more and to give it 73. So I'm just trying to think. There was something else I was going to bring up about Christmas. Well, I will say this, that we got our Christmas tree last Friday, and a very nice tree. It's about 6.5 feet tall. And very full balsam fir. Fortunately, we found a Christmas tree place right here in our village that we never knew existed before, but it was set up by a landscaping company on a temporary basis, and they had a really beautiful selection of trees. We'd been to two other places, and they were just about out of trees, and all they had left were like two footers. So, anyway, this tree really has done quite well. It's drinking water on a daily basis. We water it twice a day, which is good. And for the first time, instead of putting ornaments all over it, we have clear bulbs, clear miniature light bulbs, saturating it, and with garland, gold garland around the perimeter of the branches, and it looks absolutely stunning. So we're very happy about that, and it wasn't as time-consuming putting a lot of ornaments on. Of course, the most time-consuming part of that is taking them off and packing them away again. So this worked out fine, and yes, John, you had mentioned about that string light fixer-upper. George had mentioned about it, which is why I purchased one after George mentioned it a year ago, I think. And it worked fine. It got those strings of lights that were only half of them lit or whatever. It got them working again, and just by using that device. So I was very pleased with that. So, with that, back to Alan for the second go-around and his 73. This is W2BOV with CBS Retirees Net. Go ahead, Alan.
W2BOV, KC2ZUM. Just want to add to what I was saying earlier about Christmas up here. Living after, this is my second winter up here, and as everybody knows, I used to live down in Queens, and I was born and raised in Queens, and used to spend a lot of time out on Long Island for the holidays, and I used to think that, people used to outdo themselves with Christmas decorations, but up here, in Fishkill, and Wappinger Falls, and Poughkeepsie, people go way out. I mean, you wouldn't believe that the displays, how people live with the lights and around the trees and the property line and the garage. They go way out up here, and it's very nice. Also, a very nice thing was around the local communities over here in Hopewell Junction. A lot of the people come out and they do Christmas caroling, which is very nice and something different. You don't see much of that down in the boroughs and whatnot, but it was a very nice Christmas, and as a matter of fact, just about every holiday, people are very festive and decorate their properties. I noticed starting from Halloween, all of the displays and things that they put out on their front lawn looks very convincing, like you're in one of those, I forget his name now, one of his movies, but in any event, I'm glad everybody had a very good Christmas, and we'll speak to you next time. And I'll say 73 over here, and back over to you, Bob. W2BOB, KC2ZUM. God bless everybody, and I'm sure we'll all get together before the New Year's. 73 from KC2ZUM.
Okay, very good, Alan, and we'll look for you on Monday morning for the continuing episode of the CBS Return. WA2ZNT, Josephine is next for her 73, and anything else you want to add, Judd, this is W2BOV. Over to you.
W2BOV in the group, WA2ZNT. Interesting comments all around, and I'm so glad to hear about all the displays and the good times that everybody had. Seemed that everyone enjoyed Christmas in one way or another, which is nice, as we did. What I liked, for years and years, on the WOR, every Christmas Eve, they used to play the Campbell Playhouse version of Scrooge and the Christmas Carol, in the Christmas Carol, and Lionel Barrymore portrayed Scrooge at that time, and it was, I think that was about my favorite besides the movies, And I also enjoyed Alastair Sims and Gene Lockhart. So those were extra. But the radio version, which was very nice, I thought. And I don't think they have that anymore. But Lionel was very convincing Scrooge. Very nice all around to hear everybody. But a great net, 10 people. And I hope that included you, Bob. But anyway, net control and all the check-ins. W2BOB, WA2ZNT, 73. And we'll look for all of you Monday, okay? Have a nice weekend. WA2ZNT, turning it back to net.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Very good. And you sound terrific, as always. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Let's continue along here. Oh, and I did want to mention to Alan, we did, for a short period of time, we did watch the log burning on Channel 11, and it's amazing that they continued with that. I think you had mentioned it, having worked there. Of course, John worked there, but do nothing but watch a log burn and hear music. It was sort of consoling, and if you did it for too long, it got very, very boring. But an innovative programming feature, that's for sure. Okay, AC2T is next for 73, so we'll throw it over to Paul. This is W2BOB. Go ahead, Paul.
W2BOB and the group AC2T. Yeah, everybody seems like they had a very good Christmas. I'm glad of that. I did have mine, and it was enjoyable, so I don't know what I'm going to do next week. My birthday coming up, so I don't know if everybody's going to invade me or what's going to happen. So I'm going to take it by ear, and we'll see what happens there. But it was enjoyable, and I really enjoyed it. Enjoyed those kids. They really were something else. And like I said, any package that had wrapping paper on it, they had to open. All right, got a phone call, so I'll say 73's all, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Okay, very good, Paul, and a preliminary happy birthday to you. We don't know what day it is yet, but I'm sure you'll fill us in when you're back with us next week. Okay, WB2OXU is next. Bill, over to you for your 73 round. This is the CBS Net and W2BOB. Go ahead, Bill.
W2BOB and the group WB2OXU. Very good, Bob. Just some FYI, in case anybody's interested, there's been a series of spacewalks this week, fixing stuff up there at the International Space Station, and I watched the Americans replacing a cooling and heating pump up there. What a feast that was! Really enjoyable watching it. And today, the Russians are going to be working on something on the Russian side of the station, one of their modules. So if anybody's interested, you can go to NASA TV and watch it on there. They've been streaming it live the whole time, and kind of interesting. And of course, with typical communication stuff, you know, they lose the video and the audio for, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes sometimes, depending upon where it's located in the orbit. But for the most part, I would say it's probably about 90% viewable. The signal seems to be always there. Let me reset. Front. I was just heard something the other day that caught my eye. At the PIX, TV 11, They discover a secret vault that nobody knew was there. Somewhere in the deep inside, underground in the building. And they found all kinds of goodies there. All kinds of reels dating back to late 40s and early 50s. And what reminded me about is that you mentioned the Yule log, Bob. And they did find a reel. I think it was from 1949. The Yule log. So I guess they're going to be going through that stuff and see what else is there. Anyway, good to hear you all today. Do have a good weekend, and hope we'll catch you again on Monday. So 73's for now. Enjoy the day and stay well. W2BOB and the group, WB2OXU.
Okay, Bill, very interesting, and I wonder if they ever did that at CBS, because at the Broadcast Center, which was at between 10th and 11th Avenue on 57th Street, and used to be a dairy, seal test area, with garage and all, the rail line that went up the Hudson River from the 30s, the old High Line, went right under the CBS building, and they had a siding. But to make it more interesting, in the sub-basement, they found a tunnel that went under the building, under 11th Avenue, right down to the river's edge. And that was used during Prohibition to run. Oh, there you are. Oh, my. The history of New York City's underground. Fascinating. Okay. WI2LYP is next. Willie P. for your 73. Go ahead.
W2BLB in the group. WI2LYP. Bob, I got a kick out of your comments about picking out a Christmas tree. I remember as a kid, my father used to wait until the last minute because he said he could get a good bargain on a tree. And usually what was left was some horrendous trees, and he wound up drilling holes and planting branches to fill in the holes. And then it would always be rotating the tree to find the best side so that it would face out. But those are some childhood memories that are always with me. Also on Facebook, there was somebody posted a thing, 21 things that you didn't notice about the Christmas story. And included in it was that Gene Shepard did make that appearance as that the guy in the department store, and they said he had to change his voice because, of course, he was Ralphie's adult voice, so he had to have a different voice when he spoke to him. And also the co-writer or co-producer, whichever he was, I forget the guy's name, was also did a cameo in the show. He was the guy who came up to the father on the street when they were admiring the leg lamp, and he had on a jacket with like a fire emblem on the front, and he was saying, "Oh, it's a major award and all that." So both of them got into the act there. But I always enjoy watching that show. That's a classic. Monday next session, I took down some notes. When I was on my way to my appointment, I heard you guys talking about brass sliding poles and the alarm box system. So I got all kinds of future nonsense for the net. For now, I'll say 73 is to all from Willie P. Have a good weekend, and I'll see you all on Monday. W2BOB, WI2LYP, standing by.
Okay, very good, Bill. And thanks for that additional info on the Christmas story. I didn't know that there were two cameo appearances. I knew about Shep, but I didn't know that the producer was the guy with the jacket with the emblem on it. Yeah, a major award. Oh, wow. Really amazing. And of course, you know, that whole theme of that movie was derived from Shep's book entitled In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. And that